I'm here with Mark David Burr today talking about his new book. You have been shortlisted for the Wolfson History Prize for your book, The Ottomans, Khans, Caesars and Caliphs. Can you tell us a little bit more about your book, please?
The book is a history of the Ottoman dynasty. The Ottoman dynasty was centered for most of its history in what is today Istanbul, but it covered the territory of what are today 22 independent countries. So there was this massive, important empire, and I wanted to write a history from its beginning in the 1290s to its ending in 1922.
Wow. So I was going to ask you, what made you want to write this book? Have you always been interested in history?
I'm a professional historian. I'm a professional of international history at the London School of Economics. And for about 30 years, I've been going back and forth to Istanbul, conducting research about Ottoman history, Islamic history, Jewish history, medieval history, Christian history, how these different peoples, how Europeans and Asians connect. And so this book is really an outcome of almost 30 years of thinking, writing, researching, and teaching about the Middle East and Europe with the Ottomans at its center.
So basically, everything you've learned, you've just compiled into one book. So that sounds really, really interesting.
But in a readable fashion, not just a bunch of information, but with an argument that seeks to show how the Ottomans, located as they were as a bridge between East and West, really did bring together what was happening politically and religiously and economically in Europe with what was happening in Asia.
Well, it sounds brilliant. The Wolfson History Prize is one of the most prestigious history prizes, and they're actually celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, I believe. Now, can you tell us, how did you feel when you found out you've been shortlisted?
Oh, absolutely ecstatic. As you can tell from my accent, I am not originally from this country. I was not educated in this country. I've been in London about 10 years now. And to get this validation of my historical thinking and writing is absolutely wonderful.
You should be absolutely proud of yourself. Writing the Ottomans from start to finish, can you describe to us what the process was like for you?
Well, you know what helped? Actually, the lockdown helped, because I was able to, well, you know, as difficult as it was for my family and as tragic as it was for so many people, for someone like me, I was actually able to spend much of it sitting on my back porch, typing away on my laptop with my notes next to me and writing this book. So ironically, the lockdown, which made it so that I didn't have to go into London to teach, was actually in some ways was helpful and helped me write this book. It took me about 3 years to write this book, which is very quick. My academic books have taken 10 to 12 years each.
Wow, that is a long time. So yeah, 3 years is very, very short compared to the rest of that. How did you want your reader to feel when they opened your book?
I want them to feel that I'm taking them out of their daily life. I'm taking them to a different time and place. I don't assume that they know anything about the Ottoman Empire or Islamic history or medieval European history. I just want them to open the book and to lose themselves in these dramatic stories of Christians and Jews and Muslims and their interactions and all these dramatic events that actually have a great impact and had a great impact on our own history here in the West.
And would you say for people who are maybe trying to get into more, you know, historical books, who are interested in that, but maybe aren't so good at reading, is your book, say, an easy read? Is it for everyone?
I hope that it is written for everyone. It's not written for scholars. It's written for, you know, I wrote it for my father and my grandfather. So they you know, they could walk into the bookstore, they would see this, they would pick it up, and they'd be able to start reading and be able to enjoy the story. So I've written in a dramatic way. I've written about these people in the past as human beings with their desires and their hatreds and their loves. And so it's written in a human way. It's not just political history. It's also about men. It's about women. It's about race. It's about gender and sexuality. For those who like drama, there is, of course, there's violence because, of course, there are a lot of battles. But also, there's a lot of discussion of women's role in politics. So there's really something for everybody.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like that. Now, Paul Ramsbottom, chief executive of the Wolfson Foundation, said the 6 books shortlisted will inspire and provoke. Would you say this is true for your book?
This book will definitely provoke, because I'm placing the Ottomans at the heart of European history, as well as African and Asian history. That people know that. People think of the Ottomans as being somewhere out there and unrelated to us here in England. But this book shows the role the Ottomans played in the Renaissance, also in the Reformation, also in the Age of Discovery. I talk about Henry VIII, for example, and his admiration of the Ottomans. So this is a story that I've de-exoticized. It's not just about the East and this Muslim dynasty over there, but it very much show how similar and connected the Ottomans were to us in the West, while also, of course, talking about how unique they were as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess one of the most important questions is where can people find a copy of your book?
In your local Waterstones, also in your independent bookstores, of course, online from all the big sites. But I would encourage people to go into their local bookstore, such as the Open Book here in Richmond, and support your or Parades and Books in Ham. I would encourage people to support their local bookstores, and if they don't have it, ask them to order it.
Definitely. And final question, can you tell us what you will do to celebrate if you're the winner of this year's Wolfson History Prize?
That's a great question. I don't know. I feel like I'm already a winner because I was shortlisted, and already that is enough of an honor. And maybe I'll jump in the Thames if it's warm enough.
I want to see a video of that, please. Well, thank you to Mark, who's the author of The Ottomans, Khans, Caesars and Caliphs, for joining us here at Radio Jackie. His book has been shortlisted for the Wolfson History Prize. So good luck to him. Fingers crossed, he's the winner.